Hey, I'm Allison.
I'm Jamie.
We are the Kills. Okay, Jamie, I want to know. I want you to fill in the blank, okay? Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
Well, I mean, it can buy you a car to drive away from the misery. And it can buy you a house to live somewhere else away from the misery. And surround yourself with things that make you forget the misery. In the next life, what would your career be?
I would like to be a detective.
Yes, you'd be a fantastic detective. Yeah. She's so good. Agent Mohair, we call her.
All right, Jamie, when did you realize music could be an actual career?
Well, in some ways, I'm yet to realize. Not, you know, just because I'm saying that in a way because I don't like to think of it as a career. I don't like to. I like to think of it as the thing I'm doing. And I think if you start thinking of it as a career, you start doing some pretty silly things. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the first time was when I got the first record deal I got, and we paid. We were actually got a wage. It was in my first band, and we were earning 150 quid a week each. What? What is your most prized possession?
Probably my car. My Dodge Challenger with a Hemi in it is my favorite thing that I've got.
Oh.
I care for it very much and, you know, hand wax it and hand wash it and vacuum it all the time. And I talk to it and it talks to me. And no, I love my car. It's nice. It's a vehicle of freedom. It's good. Okay, Jamie, what was your first job?
My first job, I worked in a hotel, washing pots, washing up, in Hungerford. It's this little town that's famous for nothing except this guy called Michael Ryan, who went on a shooting spree and killed everybody. That's what it's famous for. I worked in a hotel there, and I had nothing to do with that. But I worked in a hotel there. I was like this little punk rock kid. And I was vegan, and I was really into like Flux of the Indians and Crass and all that. And I sort of solved all these, you know, these older kids that work in there that I was vegan, because you sort of want to swap your kind of your cultural beliefs and things. And they locked me in the meat freezer. So I left. And that was like 4 days. What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
Everyone should have a passport. I think everyone should have one of those.
I think so too.
So you can go places. Mm. You don't just stay home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Learn things. See things. Do things. All right. Sorry, my answers are rather short. I wasn't locked in a meat locker.
It's all right.
Yeah, we're a good team. Okay.
You know, you're my antidote. I talk too much. You don't talk enough. Okay.
Will you call on me if I turn my back on you? Fall to the river.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started? Wash your face.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah. Drink more water.
Before I started what?
So you know, started being in my band.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know. Before you started music.
Oh.
I wish they'd tell me not to be so worried. You know,
worried.
I was
about
really
what?
Worried in the early days of playing music. Just so worried about a lot of things, you know. Really worried about it. Stopped me doing things sometimes because I just worried. Felt like, ooh, I can't do it. What if? And all that. And I just, that seems so stupid now to have been worried.
Yeah, I mean, I was rather worried when I first started playing on stage, much before I met you. Mm. I wouldn't look at the audience. I would stand behind things and I couldn't.
When they rehearsed in her first band, she used to get a really long mic cable and like be in a different room to the rest
drag
of the band.
It under the house, like in the door of the house from the garage to a bedroom, go in the bedroom and lock the door and sing from there. I couldn't even hear what they were playing, but I tried. They kicked me out of the band, obviously.
Yeah, where are they now?